It's a great honor and privilege for me to be able to speak to you in a sermon and a homily in the presence of our beloved bishop. And today I will speak to you in this homily about two main things, religious life and prayer. And by the end of the homily, I think you'll understand why in particular this is fitting for today, and even more so for the week which lies ahead of us as we pray for the sanctity of life. So first, religious life. What is religious life? We are all religious. We are here. You are religious people. You worship the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're all baptized. We are all religious in the general, most broadest sense of the term. But the church also uses the religious life in a very particular way to specify a certain kind of way of Christian living within the broader context. When the church uses the term religious life in the particular sense, she's referring to men and women who have been called by God, by the movement of grace, to embrace a very particular way of Christian life, a way of following what we call the evangelical counsels, poverty, chastity, and obedience, in a very radical way, in a very evangelical way, to live poverty very radically, in fact, to own nothing. So sometimes the Lord calls men and women from our own family members and from our own community to embrace such a particular way of life. And it is a way of life, as we've heard in the second reading, that although different than other particular ways of life and the way in which you all live a religious life, the Spirit manifests itself in various ways. The same Spirit manifests itself in different ways, leading us all to the kingdom. Now, I would like to use an analogy to describe the church and religious life in the context of the church. We've perhaps heard before how sometimes churches, and historically the church, is referred to as a ship, as a bark, as a boat, the great ship. And that is why oftentimes we have these beautiful wooden ceilings in our churches to remind us that we are on board a great ship. The Catholic Church, with the Pope Peter, the successor of Peter, is the head of the fullness, the universal church, the large ship. But like every good navy, there is always particular churches, the one and the many. There are particular boats. And so here, St. Peter and Paul's, we have a particular ship. We look up and we see the whole of our boat. And we know that there are many parishes and there are many dioceses within the one great ship of Christ. And all of these ships in this fleet, imagine a navy, right? When the navy sets out from the port to accomplish a task, and we all are on board these boats on our journey towards the kingdom, eternal life. Each particular boat, each particular ship has a particular function and task. You have aircraft carriers, you have the little ships, you have big ships. Many of them are very visible. And our ship here in the Diocese of Tyler, we have our admiral, our chief, our bishop, who guides our ship through the roughness of the waters, through the difficult times within our culture. Through those difficult times, he leads our boat, our fleet, as we set a sail, steaming fully forward to eternal life. And sometimes, in God's mysterious providence, through the working of the Spirit, he asks particular individuals to leave the platform of the deck of a particular ship to enter into service of the fleet at large in a different way. We have submarines, as an analogy. submarines, those men and women who go into these submarines, they're no longer seen by the ships afloat on top of the waters, but they are immersed into the depths of the waters. And there they stay hidden, patrolling the roughness of the seas, helping to maintain the peace of the high seas, to protect the fleet. They have their particular role as submarines. They are hidden, but yet everyone on board of the ships knows they are present and knows that they patrol the waters and that the work they do helps support the ship and the fleet of the Navy at large. That's an analogy, albeit all analogies fall short, of the religious life. Sometimes God chooses men and women to leave their families, to leave particular boats, to go out into the hiddenness, to the quietness, to the depths of the murky waters, to pray. And although they cannot be seen by the visible eyes, many nuns and religious men and women, we may not see them, but we know that the work that they do through their prayers and their sacrifices, through the grace that emanates from their sacrifice, helps us aboard our ship. It strengthens us. It helps calm the seas, as our Lord calmed the seas of the waters with the apostles on board. So too prayer makes a difference. And our Catholic faith is always professed in the supernatural reality and effect that prayer has, that it really makes a difference. We may not see it, but we know that men and women are called at times in the providence of God to embrace a very radical form of life, to be hidden, to pray for the church at large. Why am I talking about this now? On January 29th, next Tuesday, I will leave the bark of this ship in a visible way to embark on a new journey of faith with the blessing of our bishop, with the supporter of the chief of our ship. I will be immersed into the darkness and the solitude of a monastic vocation, discerning whether or not the Lord has truly called me to that way of life. I will be leaving you physically, but I will be even more so united to the mission and work of this parish and of the diocese through prayer and sacrifice. In particular, I will be going to a monastery in Norcia, Italy, the birthplace of Saints Benedict and Scholastica, where there are 15 men who have refounded monastic life according to the ancient rule of Saint Benedict. And they lead a life of great sacrifice and prayer on behalf of the church, behalf of the unborn, and on behalf of all of us. To give you an example of that way of life, of submersing into the waters, we rise at 3:40 a.m. every morning to begin praying at 4 a.m. to chant the Psalms. And each week we chant all 150 Psalms together as a community. We spend 8 hours a day in chanting and praying the Psalms for the sanctification of the world. We float in the hidden depths near the ships to pray for all of you and for the mission of the church at large. Those men live 8 hours of prayer and contemplation. They do not eat meat, not because they do not like meat, but as a form of penance, as a sacrifice. They eat one full meal a day. They fast continuously, eating meat at Easter and Christmas, offering many sacrifices in a very hidden way. Yes, there are religious men and women right now living those lives which we cannot see, but we know in the order of grace and faith that their prayers affect us. Their prayers help us have converted hearts. Their prayers help women discerning or thinking about if they're going to have an abortion or not. Their prayers help women to choose life. They are hidden, but yet they are very close through their prayers. And so on January 29th, I will leave to discern if that be the Lord's true calling for me, to offer a life of that kind of sacrifice for our church here. For our church here. Prayer, the second point. Because prayer is so important. Our bishop has asked us on this Tuesday at 12 noon, this Tuesday at 12 noon, for the 40th anniversary of the legalization of the killing of innocent life in the womb, he has asked us all to pray at 12 noon, 40 Hail Marys. He's asked us because he, as a man of great faith and as our shepherd and leader, believes in the power of prayer, that all true action must flow first from prayer. And so at 12 noon this Tuesday, we will all be united in prayer together for a particular cause of the conversion of hearts, for the conversion of the doctors who perform abortions, for those women who are thinking about having abortions, that they might be converted to choosing life. Prayer is powerful. Prayer is efficacious. And we depend upon the work of men and women who pray for us each and every day through their spiritual sacrifices and through their prayers. So please pray for me as I depart the visible deck of this boat to enter into the depths of the water in an unseen way. Pray for me and be assured absolutely of my prayers for all of you and your families and your intentions each and every day. For in the words of Saint Benedict, let us make haste now. Let us run while we have the light of life to do that which will profit us for all eternity. While we have the light of life, let us run to the shores of heaven, lest the darkness of death overtake us.